This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now follow us, Tad Drex and Kara Page on Facebook. We post all kinds of interesting things on there. Nothing too annoying. Right now, though, there's a post about the drunk monkey, how to do the drunk monkey, which is supposed to help you get some sleep. It's all part of the media hype that usually comes around this time, 3 days before daylight saving time kicks in. The media hypes this into some sort of works everybody into a frenzy because you're just never going to sleep again.
Well, it's
the 1 hour.
It's tough.
It's hard.
Oh my gosh.
And they start doing this days in advance so that you can plan at home to try and move your bedtime up a couple of minutes earlier. So when that hour does kick in, you don't feel as crazy.
You really believe in this?
100%.
Believe in it?
I don't get any sleep as a new mom anyways, so to lose to lose an hour is devastating to
me. I think I've known you for, what, 8-9 years now? You've never had a good night's sleep, Kara. It's got nothing to do with daylight saving time. This is your excuse of the day.
But, Tad, you just asked Kara, do you believe in it? It's not a gray area. You lose an hour of sleep.
Right.
And it kicks off an awful week. I was actually talking to Ashley Fresca in the traffic center. She said next week is the worst week for traffic accidents for the entire year.
Fake
that
news.
Week.
It's not fake news. More people
it just
have
so
heart
happens.
Attacks. Like there's it's crazy what daylight saving does to people.
Are you guys punking me?
No. Losing that hour of sleep and throwing off your entire body's rhythm is awful. And
do
it
you
takes
believe
forever.
In jet lag? Like for flights more than, say you fly to the central time zone, mountain time zone, like you believe that really affects your sleep patterns?
Yeah.
No.
So, and then coming back? Yeah.
No.
Sorry.
Maybe you're super tad and it doesn't affect you, but everybody else it bothers.
I mean, they're doing daylight saving time from a Saturday night into Sunday. So you don't have anything to do on Sunday. So whatever hour you lost, you just sleep
Maybe
in an
you
extra.
You don't have anything to do on Sunday, but there are other people out there that do have things to do.
The worst thing you can do is sleep in. That really messes with your body. Yeah.
Lindsay, you're a teacher.
Why do you think this is so funny?
Oh, it's miserable. I teach preschool, and it really messes up the kids.
Oh,
it's like a full moon. It's crazy. Everybody's cranky, and that hour messes them up.
It's got nothing to do with losing that hour. It's because they're staying up later at night because it's lighter later.
Mm-hmm.
It's got nothing to do with losing an hour of sleep. It's got everything to do with daylight.
Well, yeah, the reason the daylight is there is because we've lost the hour.
Right.
The daylight
right.
doesn't
the
change.
Hour
the
hour is not the issue, dude. It's the daylight. If it's light at 8 o'clock, sure, children will have a difficult time. Get some blackout curtains
not
for
just children.
Out.
Adults have a difficult time.
All right, let's take this to the people. 404-741-0985. We're talking about 1 hour on a Sunday morning.
Dude.
Is it the time or is it the daylight that's messing you up? Or are you even messed up by it? Or do you think it's just media hype, which is what it is?
Media hype like Travis and Taylor.
404-741-0985. All right, back to the argument at hand.
Yeah,
we're not talking about that right now. What we're talking about is this nonsense. People think that daylight saving time or when we go to standard time just throws your whole world into this tizzy. The media feeds that. And you're buying it, and the more this happens, the more you believe it, and it's wrong. I'm sorry,
maybe
it's 1 hour.
Feeding.
It has no effect on you. Maybe the additional daylight affects your kids. Okay, that's fine, but that's not to do with the hour. That's to do with the daylight. That's to do with the longer day.
You say the media's feeding it. No, they're just reporting facts.
No, the media's the one. Everywhere you look over the weekend, it'll be like, 5 tips to deal with.
Yeah.
5 tips to deal with. Have a snack. Watch a TV show. It's an hour.
Oh, my God.
Denise in Covington, joining the conversation at 404-741-0985.
I just feel like we've been dealing with this our whole life. It's not something that we're not already programmed to.
Yeah.
You have to make changes, and you adjust to it because that's what you do with life. You just wake up. You know this is what time you've got to deal with. It's not about everything else.
I promise. Maybe you are affected because you get yourself so worked up over this one hour.
For sure.
That, of course, it's going to mess with you. You're allowing it to mess with you. But what I'm here to tell you is stop worrying about it, and it's not a big deal.
It's really not.
It's 1 hour.
It's much easier to deal with getting an extra hour of sleep than losing an hour of sleep.
You
I
probably
will say that.
Don't even get that sleep because you just don't sleep. And then the lack of sleep makes you say crazy things on the radio.
So, that should be good for you.
So this is actually a good thing then, yeah.
Tracy and Cumming.
Hi, Cad.
Hi.
Well, I have to say, I rarely agree with you. In fact, I'm the one who corrected you on the Three's Company thing. So this is a first. I absolutely agree with you. It is all in the mind. Everybody just needs to stop. It's an hour. It's no big deal. It is the daylight part of it. I remember being little and telling my mom, but it's still light outside. Why do I have to go to bed?
Right. Yeah.
Just go to bed because it's your bedtime, period.
No, but on Sunday morning, you sleep in a little bit. Let's say you sleep until 8. Well, it's nine now. There's no way you're going to be tired at 8 o'clock, 11 hours later, when your body feels like it's 7 and you slept in. It ruins the whole week, Tracy.
Gosh.
Then get your butt out of bed and do something to make yourself tired.
Yeah.
It's all on you.
Don't yell at me. Treadmill, baby.
Don't yell at me. We have this discussion every year. These guys start buying into the hype of the daylight saving time. And, we're going to lose an hour. What are we going to do?
It's not hype, though. It's a fact.
It's a real
it actually
thing.
Goes away. And it messes with your schedule. It messes with the eating habits,
your
too.
Your body clock. It messes with everything.
Establish that. The fact that you believe in it is what's causing the problem. Stop believing in it. And I promise it will go away. It's absurd.
So
1 hour.
Stop believing that we're losing an hour.
You tell that to my child who's going to be a flipping monster all next week because he loses that hour.
No, he's a monster because he's got that extra hour of daylight that he has to adjust to. Get some blackout curtains and everything is going to be fine.
We've got blackout curtains. It still doesn't change anything.
Mindy in Covington.
Yes.
Yet another person that agrees with me that it's not a big deal.
Not a big deal at all. It's ridiculous that anybody thinks that it ruins their whole day and all that stuff like that. For decades, I've just, that Saturday night, around 7 or 8 o'clock, I go in and set my clocks up an hour, and that way I already go to bed at the right time.
So you try and trick the system a little bit. Instead of going to bed at 9, you just go ahead and go to bed at 8.
Why don't we celebrate the fact that we're getting an extra daylight? It's going to be awesome. I look forward to this every year, and y'all are ruining my good time by complaining about this imaginary problem.
Well, it'll eventually be awesome if we would just wake up and not flip-flop back and forth twice a year. Everybody would be much happier.
But then you would have darkness. Like, don't you enjoy summer and the longer days? I wish we would be in daylight saving time all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I would prefer to be in daylight saving
all the
time.
We're just not
going
to switch back to standard.
Yeah, just don't steal my hour. Just quit stealing my time, Tad.
Exactly.
What will the farmers do about the rutabagas? They're not going to have time to till the soil. Oh, I didn't think of that, huh? Now I'm hungry. Why?
Oh, my gosh.
Because I wanted daylight saving time. Thanks, Kara. You ruined food.
Giving you just enough information to look smart in front of your coworkers. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
Good morning. We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Rain late today, tonight into tomorrow. 65 for a high today. 59 in Midtown. What's up, Kara?
Tell you what Lance Bass is saying about the new NSYNC song and those hopes for a big reunion in just a second. But if you're looking for something fun to do this soggy weekend, there's a lot going on. You can get your laugh on. Ron White is going to be over at the Fox and Kevin Hart is at the Coca-Cola Roxy.
I keep seeing these articles pop up that say that Ron White passed away, and it's totally not true. But let's be honest. Ron White should have passed away probably 10 years ago. That aside.
Yeah, the tater salad. Yeah, he's always up there crushing drinks and smoking a cigar while he's doing shows.
I guess he's been sober for a couple of years now.
Oh, I hope he's still funny.
Well, seriously, you can go to the Fox and find out.
You stop drinking and suddenly you're not funny anymore.
I know I wouldn't be, yeah.
If you've got kids, the Atlanta Science Festival is kicking off tomorrow. All kinds of cool events for the next few weeks at multiple locations, including Zoo Atlanta, Georgia Tech, talking all kinds of cool stuff about STEM. They're doing biometrics with brain stuff. And
no way.
Hydroponic growing, all kinds of vegetables and fruits. It's very, very cool thing.
Cool.
The Atlanta Brunch Fest, you guys were really hype about that last week. It's got another run tomorrow over at Atlantic Station. And there's the Atlanta Travel and Adventure Show at the Cobb Galleria Center. So
nice.
If you need some adventure in your life, you can go get it over there.
Okay. We'll put the links to Tad, Drex, and Kara Facebook page if you need more information.
Cool. Now, Justin Timberlake's new album comes out 1 week from today, and NSYNC fans are going crazy after hearing that one of the 18 songs is going to feature all five of the guys. Now, Lance Bass is spilling a few details, saying that they recorded it on the same day that they did that Trolls song, Better Place. Mm-hmm.
The song is called Paradise. It's probably one of my favorite songs we've ever recorded together. Fans will be very happy. It's very NSYNC.
And of course, he was asked about the possibility of a real album and tour in the future.
We're definitely open to everything right now. We'll see where it leads. We just want to really focus on Justin's album right now and his tour, you know, let him get through that. So, you know, we just want to really support him right now. Then we'll see what happens after that. But the future looks very good.
Yeah, that's the problem. I don't think Justin's album is getting the attention anybody anticipated it getting. So an NSYNC album and possible reunion and tour
is a backup?
Yeah, it's very much in play here.
But in the meanwhile, he's using those guys to get publicity. Like, they're all out there pitching his album because of one song that's on it, and everybody's wanting this NSYNC reunion so bad. We're so thirsty.
We are thirsty.
But you got to use the tools that you're given, Tad.
I mean, I think the tools that you're given are named what?
Lance? Joey? Yeah.
If you like what you hear, we'd love for you to give us a rating. We prefer 5 stars, though, so if you don't like what you hear, feel free to not leave us a rating. Tad, Drex, and Kara, weekday mornings on B98.5.
And every Friday morning around this time, our celebrity insider, A. Wood, sneaks off set and comes by to give us some casting calls.
Happy Friday.
Hey,
Happy
Wood. Friday. Yes.
I am so excited. We have stolen yet another show here in Georgia. I love it when that happens because, listen, this is a big deal. When we get these shows, it means that our tax credits are working.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we have stolen a good one. Tulsa King. Season 2 coming here.
We talked about that a little bit. Now,
Woo!
Can you confirm it's still going to be Tulsa King? Like, they're going to make Atlanta try and be Tulsa. It's not going to be Atlanta King.
No. Atlanta's going to be Oklahoma.
All right.
Yep, Atlanta is going to be Oklahoma.
So you use the exterior shots of Tulsa and then tight city streets. That's what Tulsa has that Atlanta has, right?
Also, we have horse ranches and places like that.
So, I lived in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I did see a guy ride his horse up to a QT. Like, I don't think he was filling the horse with gas, but totally.
That feels
happened
so
here.
Atlanta. That feels
happened
so Atlanta.
Have you seen it here?
Too. Oh,
this,
yeah.
This is working. This is good, right?
Apparently, cowboys like to hit the rollers like the rest of us.
Right? Yeah.
Then they're definitely coming to the right place. So here's what we're looking for. Ranch hands. People with experience with horse.
No. Awood. Not what you're looking for.
Oh,
what is Tulsa King?
Okay, let me get this right, Drex. My bad. For Tulsa King, they are looking for people that may or may not have experience around horses.
Okay.
That can play ranch hands.
Okay.
And they're also looking for someone to play a stenographer, which is, here's what I thought was funny. The casting director said, oh, the stenographer needs to be over 18. Sweetie.
Right.
If we find a stenographer.
I don't even think an 18-year-old knows what stenographer is.
Exactly.
This 40-year-old doesn't know what a stenographer is.
A stenographer is the person in court that sits there and does shorthand of everything that happens in court.
Okay,
like,
okay. Read back the report, Your Honor.
It is a very specific skill because you're not, it's like a typewriter but with only 4 keys.
And here's the deal. Of course, you're going to have to bring your own little. What's the sonographer? What is it called?
The machine.
The machine.
Okay, you got to bring your own machine, and then you get a machine bump.
Oh,
machine!
There you go.
That's
extra pay.
Extra pay.
That's right.
Wow. For having your own stenographer. Okay. Do you have anything else? Because this is just a giant waste of time.
This is good. ranch hands, horse workers,
yes,
and a stenographer.
Right.
We all need.
We scratch just, the stenographer.
Show up for Tulsa King, and if you want to go out and be in it, I'm going. Follow me on all social at Awood Radio, and I'll tell you how you can submit as well.
Beating her at pop culture trivia is almost impossible. Can you do it? Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical, Lindsay and Powder Springs.
Good morning.
Good morning. Will you kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Sure. Bye, Kara.
See you, Lindsay. Good luck.
Thank you.
Kara will step out. As you know, we will ask you 5 trivia questions, and we'll bring Kara back into the studio to ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she has to pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
I am ready. We're loading up in the car right now.
There you go. Question number 1. Taylor Swift's boyfriend, along with 10 of his buddies, were seen getting off a plane in Singapore to see Taylor's concert. Who is her boyfriend?
Travis Kelce. My daughter's helping me.
Too nice. Mike Tyson will take on YouTube star Jake Paul in a boxing match in July. True or false, Mike is 30 years older than Jake.
Oh, gosh. That's probably true.
Question 3. Patrick Mahomes' wife, Brittany, is doing okay after fracturing her back earlier this week. What insurance company does Patrick Mahomes endorse?
The one with Geico.
All right.
Question number 4. Rumor is Chris Martin and Dakota Johnson are engaged. Chris has 2 children from a previous marriage with whom?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
And number 5. In a newly released trailer for Inside Out 2, we learn there's going to be 4 new emotions. What's the name of the little girl the emotions are controlling?
Gosh.
Come on, kids.
What is it? What's the little girl's name? I'm drawing
Come
a big cup
Come on,
blank.
Kids. We rely on your fresh brains. Bringing Kara back in.
Yeah, Lindsay, it sounds like you and your kids probably listen a lot and play in the car, and you guys do well, but you get on the phone, and it's like, where am I going?
Too much pressure.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Right, you did
and
okay,
I see your face, too.
All right, Kara's back in, ready for the same questions.
I'm ready.
Number 1, who's Taylor Swift's boyfriend?
Travis Kelce.
That's what Lindsay said, 1-1.
Number 2, true or false, Mike Tyson is 30 years older than Jake Paul.
That's got to be true.
57, Jake's 27, and Jake is going to get smashed.
Murdered, really?
Oh, it's not even going to be close.
You've seen videos of Mike Tyson working out.
Oh, my God. It's bad.
I mean, he was like the number one boxer in the world for a long time, and this guy...
Two rounds max.
Punches.
Yeah.
2 punches. I'm right with you, Tad.
All right, 2-2.
Question 3. What insurance company does Patrick Mahomes endorse?
State Farm?
Is the right answer. Lindsay said Geico, 3-2.
Number 4. Chris Martin was married to who?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Lindsay got back on the board there, 4-3.
Number 5. In Inside Out, the movie, what is the name of the little girl the emotions are controlling? If you know this.
3-2.
I don't know this.
Tad, any guesses?
No.
Her name's Riley, and she plays hockey.
Oh.
Riley, like Beth Riley?
Oh, gosh.
How did I not
know? All right, final score this morning, 4-3. Lindsay in Powder Springs, are you smarter than Kara?
Not today. Thank you, though.
Kara, your new record, 1,704 wins, 52 losses.
Ooh. Sorry, Lindsay.
No worries.
No cash, but I have a feeling you got what you came for. A pair of tickets to see Luke Bryan.
Yeah.
August 17th at Truist Park. I'm sure a lot of people next week are going to miss me saying that.
I am.
Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com, but you're all set.
Thank you so much.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you.
We play twice every weekday morning, 6:35 and 7:35. It's B98.5.
Keeping up to date on everything happening from Atlanta to Hollywood and beyond, Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Rain late today, tonight, and into Saturday. 65 for a high today. It's 59 in Midtown. What's going on, Kara?
If you're a little sleep deprived, I've got some strange tips you can try to get a good night's sleep. We'll talk about that in just a second. But do you guys have a favorite pair of sunglasses?
My favorite pair are the ones that have my prescription in
prescription
them.
Lenses?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, my favorite pair are, I think, at the bottom of Lake Oconee
of
right
course.
Now.
Of course.
Yeah.
I've bought a couple of the same exact frames because I absolutely love them. And a Cobb County woman had the same kind of designer sunglasses that she absolutely loved that she bought multiple pairs of. Her name was Hannah Oliver. And then the absolute worst happened. She was in an accident, and that favorite pair of sunglasses, the lenses shattered and sent glass into her eye, which she eventually lost just 3 months before her wedding.
Oh.
So while she was doing rehab and everything for losing her eye during this accident, she discovered that most of us don't even know what our lenses of our sunglasses are made of, and anything could happen to shatter that glass, and you could be in the same situation. So she discovered that she had to wear some special polycarbonate lenses that don't shatter and only crack, and had this light bulb aha moment to start her own sunglass company. So she started Blue Eye Sunglasses. Right now, she's only got three styles. Each are named after a special part of her recovery.
Wow.
But, I mean, what a huge thing to do to kind of take the worst situation to happen to you and spin it around and do something great for people who didn't ever realize that that could be a thing.
Love it.
Right?
That's sometimes the way that things come about is through a tragedy or something. So that is neat.
Very cool. So and on this International Women's Day, toot toot to Miss Hannah Oliver.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I love it.
Now,
Happy International Women's Day.
Thank you.
Women's Day.
Yeah, thank you. Now, daylight savings time kicks into gear on Sunday. We lose that hour of sleep, and most of us are sleep deprived anyways. So what can you do to recoup some of those Z's? Mm-hmm. There's a couple of very unusual hacks that people have been swearing by. One of them, you put bay leaves under your pillow. Apparently, it like lowers blood pressure and heart rate and soothes the body and mind. Now, the other thing is absolutely ridiculous. It's doing the drunken monkey. It is a crazy exercise that's meant to boost blood flow to your extremities. I'll put the video up on the Tad, Drex, and Kara Facebook page because you'd have to see it to actually. I can't describe it to you.
Do it for us right here in the studio.
Move your legs back and forth and swing your hips and then do your arms.
This is to help you sleep.
This is supposed to get blood flow to the extremities, kind of like the same situation where you want to get the wiggles out of the kids before you lay them down.
That's what I was just going to say. You look like a toddler.
Them and you throw them around and you get all of that like built up sleep pressure, and it's supposed to help you relax more and easier and fall asleep.
That's called the drunken monkey?
The drunken monkey.
That leads to my tip, which is if you want a good night's sleep, drink half a bottle of wine before bed.
The drunken daddy. Yeah.
Heading out of town? Take Tad, Drex, and Kara with you wherever you go and listen live in the free B98.5 app. Tad, Drex, and Kara help you make better apologies than this.
I'm stupid. You're smart. I was wrong. You were right. You're the best. I'm the worst. You're very good looking. I'm not attractive.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Tony looking for our help asking his wife Nicole's forgiveness. What can we help you with?
What did you do?
Nicole has always been self-conscious about a particular part of her body. Mm-hmm. And I told her that she could get her augmentation surgery. The whole problem is we have twin girls, and they're going to college in a few months, and I underestimated how expensive that was going to be.
Oh, right, yeah.
So I had to break the bad news that there's no way Nicole can move forward with the cosmetic surgery I promised she could get, because the money's just too tight.
Yeah.
But this is something that was super important to her, and how long ago did you tell her that she could do this?
I told her around Christmas time, and the plan was basically to have the surgery now so that she could be all healed up by summer.
Mm. So does she already have an appointment and everything, and you're just springing this on her?
Basically, yeah. So she's, like, extremely disappointed in me, and she's been acting really cold. I feel terrible. You know, I mismanaged the budget, and I promised her something, and I can't deliver on it. So,
you mismanaged the budget?
I'm the husband. I'm supposed to be able to provide. And unfortunately, this is me not being able to provide.
So not only is Nicole disappointed in the situation, you're disappointed in yourself as well.
Definitely. Yeah.
And have you talked to, have you already apologized to your wife? What will we
do? Yes, I apologize. I want her to know how sorry I am. So I'm going to come and humiliate myself on a radio to tell her that I'm sorry. And
the overture of being on the radio and publicly doing it will mean something to her.
Public apology. There we go.
All right, Tony, give us a couple of minutes. We're going to try to get your wife on the phone, and we'll ask for her to forgive you next, okay?
Thank you.
They can't guarantee the response, but Tad, Drex, and Kara at least help you ask for forgiveness.
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
This is a man's world.
Tony had promised his wife that she could get an augmentation surgery and says that he mismanaged the funds and didn't realize, like, oh, I forgot our kids are going to college in the fall and we need money for that.
Yeah.
So had to, at the last minute, almost on the day of the appointment, say, sorry, that's not happening.
Oh,
and Tony, you were telling us that this really was important to her.
She said it would do everything for her self-confidence, which makes me feel worse.
All right. Well, we're in the process of trying to get in touch with Nicole so we can help you ask forgiveness. She won't know you're on the line.
Hello?
Hey, Nicole. This is Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5. How are you?
I'm doing good. Kind of surprised to hear from you guys.
Well, it's nice to chat with you, too. We're calling because we heard there was an issue with something your husband had promised you. And wanted to know if you're open to talk about that.
That's fine. I'm sure.
Okay.
In a nutshell, he promised me that this would be the year that we would have enough money so I could finally get my boobs done.
And he's backing out on you now?
He is, but I'm a resourceful woman.
Oh, so is this happening then?
This is happening.
Exciting.
Is this one of those situations where you're just going to toss it on a credit card, about 18% financing,
right, yeah.
No. Figure it out?
I've got the money. I cashed in something that I've been holding on to for a while.
Oh, fun.
Oh.
Well, we got to tell you before you say another word that this is a feature called Forgive and Forget, and your husband, Tony, called us wanting your forgiveness for backing out on this promise. He was feeling terrible, and he's on the line with us.
Okay.
Where is this money coming from?
Kenny?
Kenny?
What? Absolutely
not. This is
not.
Tony.
No
that you're,
way.
Who's Kenny?
Tony, this isn't your call.
Who
so
is Kenny?
Kenny?
Kenny is my ex-husband.
Your ex-husband is not going to pay for your boob job.
Technically, he isn't paying for it.
What? How is that? I'm so confused.
When Kenny and I got divorced, which was about 2 decades ago, instead of alimony, I agreed to take 1% of his company, and I had the provision that I could cash that 1% in whenever I wanted to.
That is spectacular.
So what is that? Did we ever ask how much the boob job is?
If you pay cash, it's actually less. If you go through insurance, it's stupid high. So if you pay cash, it ends up being like $8,000-$9,000.
Okay.
Okay.
And you have 1% of your ex-husband's company, and what does that turn out to be? Does that cover
well,
it?
Put the little drum roll sound effect in here. And Tony, get ready for this. $41,000.
What?
Whoa.
I mean,
amazing.
More than enough, right?
Yeah, you could probably get a little lip done and some Botox, too, while you're at it.
As much as I'd love to have a mommy makeover, which would be great, I actually think it would actually help with the girls. I don't know if Tony mentioned we have twin girls that are both about to go to college. So.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
So I'm super excited that I'll be able to get what I want. I'll be able to send the girls off. We're not going to be stressed and strained.
Am I the only one who has a problem with this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? Yes?
Anybody in here?
Nope, I'm not seeing
yeah, we're good.
At all.
Yeah. What is the problem?
I don't get it. I can provide.
Well, the ex is either paying for the boob job or for the girls to go to school.
This was a deal I made 20 years ago before I even met you, and I think it's a pretty savvy deal. So look at it that way, that you have a smart wife.
I've got two questions for Nicole, because this is called Forgive and Forget. Tony called asking for forgiveness. First question is, do you forgive him? Second question is,
absolutely.
Will you help him write the thank you note to Kenny?
Oh, no.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.